let's reflect on the weekend. Cardiff on Saturday and that 3-2 penalty shot loss.
Yeah, obviously not the result we were looking for, especially, you know, opening night at the Motor Point there. And, you know, there were still some good things in the game. We had a little bit of lapse in the second period, and we did kind of bounce back from that a bit. But in the third period, I thought they played, you know, really well also, and kept us to the outside. And, you know, when we play them next time, we have to make sure we find some better ways to get inside and get some better shots on net.
And a first game back for you, and a first game at home as well.
Yeah, it was nice to be back, nice to be home, and definitely nice to get some practices under our belt at the Motor Point Arena. It's you know, it was a little bit scrambly there, looking for ice time and whatnot at the with the situation that happened, but everything sorted out, and now it's kind of time for the team to get into a bit of a routine here and get a little extra ice time and hone the skills a little bit more, I think.
On Saturday night, Jared Adams was telling me at the moment, or at that particular moment, that the team was playing more like a group of individuals rather than a team. How do you start to address that and play a bit more like a team?
Yeah, I mean, he had mentioned that to us as well after the game before the next night, and that was kind of part of our, you know, what we need to work on in Coventry there. And you know, sometimes it just happens, right? It's hockey, you know. You play a couple games a week, and you know, some games, you know, guys are on, and some games guys are off. And I think that more so for the team in general, I think that was, you know, one of our off nights. And I thought we played a lot more as a team, obviously, the next night. And we're still young, you know, and in terms of getting to know each other as well. And as we get some good ice time and whatnot together here, I think that'll help us out a lot as well.
Do you feel like you started to address that with the 3-2 win the next night on Sunday in Coventry?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was all business. You know, since the game ended on Saturday at home, no one was happy. There wasn't any, you know, no smiles on any faces. And, you know, all day on the bus and getting ready for the next game, it was all business, and it kind of paid off for us.
And a great game for you, that Coventry one, you know, to come off with the game winner.
Yeah, it worked out okay. I mean, I had some chances before that throughout the game to put some pucks in the net, and it didn't happen, unfortunately. But, I mean, in the end, with a couple seconds left, it kind of worked out in our favor. And, you know, I guess a little more drama involved or whatnot there. But, you know, we ended up scoring, and it was okay, and we got the points we needed. So,
talk me through that moment. 10 or 15 seconds left in the game. Colton Fretter's got the puck, and What are you thinking at the moment, and kind of talk me through the game winner?
Yeah, well, actually, I'll take it back to the end of the second period there. I got on the ice with Fretter as well, and we had a little rush. We broke out of our zone, and he made a real nice play to me. Coming into the zone, he hit me, and I had a wide open shot on net, and I didn't put it where I wanted to, and the goalie stopped it. And I was pretty disappointed about it. And then, you know, as our second shift together, I ended up kind of getting an early change and jumped on the ice. And he, same, you know, almost same play, but down from the other side, he kind of rushed it in a little bit deeper and put it across. So just kind of off the goalie, and it was pretty hard to miss that one. And I mean, Fretz is I played with him a little bit before as well. He's a pretty good player, a really smart player, and, you know, he seems to make those plays.
And a better night for you in the face-off circle as well, Sunday night.
Yeah, I kind of got into a little bit of a groove, which was nice. I just didn't really feel comfortable in there the night before, maybe just because, you know, summer holidays and haven't really took a lot of face-offs, and then I missed the first five games. So, I mean, normally I am pretty good in the face-off circle, and I was pretty disappointed, and she addressed that with me as well, and I had to kind of turn around and show him that, you know, I am a face-off guy, and that it was just an off night for me. And, it went a little bit better, which was, you know, kind of what I need to do.
And Jared Adams moved the lines around as well for that game. You were playing with Jonathan Phillips and Robert Dowd. Tell me what it's like playing with those two guys in particular.
Yeah, obviously with Philly coming onto our line there, I play with him a little bit in exhibition and in practice when I just got here. And Well, I seem to think pretty good with him. He works hard, and I like that, and he creates some room, and he's pretty crafty. He thinks the game well, and I can kind of think on the same page as him. And then with that, Doughty's just a really skilled player. I think, you know, we need to get used to each other a little more. Personally, anyways, that's my thoughts. But once we get going, we can use our speed and our craftiness to open up some more things and make some plays.
Is that a line that you anticipate Jared Adams keeping together? It obviously worked for you guys on Sunday. Is it something you see him keeping together and giving another shot?
I have no idea. I would imagine so. You know, that first... The first line there with Wazzy, Forney, and Fretz, they've been doing real good. And I would imagine, you know, I mean, everyone has their own tactics and their own thoughts and stuff. I mean, if you want my opinion, I would imagine you should probably give us a couple games to see if we could add some, you know, some secondary scoring to the team. And if not, then, yeah, you might have to break things up. But I'm only two games in here, and you don't want to give it a little time to kind of develop and let us marinate a little bit.
Do you feel like you're still settling into things as well? Obviously, missing those first initial five games of the season, there's a lot of kind of bonding goes on especially with a new team as well. Do you feel like you're still playing catch up to some extent?
That's exactly. You know, I was talking to Neil Abel today a little bit, and I was, you know, kind of reminiscing about some different things, just talking off the collar. And I was like, it usually takes me a first couple games to kind of get in game shape and get to know the guys and get real comfortable out there. And so for me, I was explaining how it was a little bit awkward for me to, you know, just kind of jump in game 6 and 7. And, you know, I felt a little off, like obviously my face-offs were off and even my legs and my shot and all those things is kind of, they're not as routine as I'd normally like them or as they normally are. So I think with that, in time, every game will get better. And with the practices this week and all that, you get that all dialed in a little bit better, which is kind of nice. But yeah, I mean, that's the words we use is just kind of, behind the, playing catch up.
So what are the aspirations for the season? What are your personal goals for the year?
I just play to win every game. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, I think everybody's goal should be to win all three championships, especially on a team like Sheffield and with the team we have and the way we get along and the group of guys that G put together. I mean, it's definitely not unattainable. I mean, but with that said, along the way, you got to kind of, you know, catch some breaks and make sure guys are healthy and things need to work in your favor. But that's definitely, I think, the major goal that we have here as a team is to try to do, I guess what they call it, like the three-peat or the trifecta or whatever you want to call it, right? But that's, you know, that'd be my major goal for the season.
And looking back at your scoring record, in particular in Denmark, you seem to average about 17 goals over those two seasons. Do you set yourself a kind of goals target before the start of the season?
I always want to score as many as you can, right? I usually, like I said, give myself about five games. So once I get to, you know, the team gets about game 10 here or whatever, I'll kind of, you know, look at things and assess the situation. And you get to know teams in the league a little bit better that way. And then I'll kind of set myself some number goals just personally in my head. And, you know, something like, maybe score a goal. I don't know. I mean, every second game would be nice, and that would get you to about 25 or 30 goals. But during the season, you get hot, and sometimes you get cold and whatnot, right? So it's, I don't know, you just got to make sure you're working hard and doing all the right things. And then things will just kind of fall into their place as they do. I would say 25 goals would probably be a decent goal, something like that.
I'm sure Jared Adams would be happy with 25 goals from you as well. Let's talk briefly about the five-game ban for spot fixing that was carried over to the start of this season. Is that something that you knew was coming?
No, I wasn't. When I, you know, I'd talked to the people involved on the other side, and they just, I don't know, it, I could never really get a straight answer out of anybody, so I wasn't surprised. But when I talked to them, they told me that it was just supposed to just remain in Denmark, and if I ever went back to play in Denmark, I'd have to sit those things out. And the issue was in Denmark, and everything, you know, just stayed in Denmark, right? So I was just really disappointed, and it was just kind of a really weird thing that happened there. But G was great about it. The organization was great about it, and they told me, you know, they're going to stand by me, and I really appreciate that. I mean, that goes a long way, and that's awesome.
And a really frustrating way to start the season as well. You've got those exhibition games out of the way. The team looks in good shape in those exhibition games against Coventry, and you're just about to start the first game of the season, and then, you know, midweek before the first game, you get this news.
Yeah, and you're new. I'm new to this place and new to some of the guys on the team. Luckily, I know some of the guys. I played with them before, so they know me and know what I'm all about. So that, you know, that probably helped kind of calm the waters and you know, maybe make some people not as worried. But luckily it kind of, you know, those guys maybe kind of helped me through, you know, through that time. But being a new guy coming into this team, it was just really disappointing, right? Because you feel like you're letting your new teammates down, and you're not too sure, you know, how they're going to take that, and if they think you're a bad person or whatever their thoughts would be on the situation, right?
Do you feel like it's good to put that chapter of your life to bed to kind of, you know, get that over with?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously it's all done with now, and, you know, it's a dead issue and time to just kind of, you know, build back for the future. It was a real hard time for myself and my family, and, you know, just the, you know, kind of what happened, and I try to live my life a certain way, and I guess the issue happened, and it was kind of out of my element a little bit, but I guess that's just life, and, you know, you got to learn from your mistakes and move on, and, you know, try to be positive all the time, and you know, build for the future, and you know, learn from what happened. And
let's move on to talk about the weekend. Just one game this weekend. How are preparations coming for Saturday's game against Nottingham?
I think they're pretty good. We had a good practice yesterday. We worked on some things we needed to work on, and today was also a great day. We did a little more conditioning and whatnot today, which obviously is never a bad thing. I mean, I know a lot of guys don't really like that very much, but the better shape you are playing hockey, the easier the games become. So I think it was a good thing for us to work on, and it's great just to be in at our home rink, and, you know, it's a little more relaxing, right? And you feel a little bit more at home, and just get used to that ice surface and that surrounding, and you know, when you feel comfortable, you get to know each other a little better, and that kind of relays on the ice as well. And I think we're, you know, I know my line for sure is, you know, we're getting to know each other a little bit better yet, so that's good, and we need to keep getting to know each other.
How is the ice playing? Because obviously it's a fairly new surface. You played on it for the first time on Saturday. How's it kind of playing?
Yeah, it's not very good, to be honest with you. I mean, I've heard that the ice is usually really good here, and they got a great ice guy. And I guess, you know, maybe with the humidity and the temperature outside, they haven't quite got things to where they want it to be yet. And sometimes it takes a couple of skates or maybe a couple of weeks of skates to get the ice kind of broken in a little bit. And I'm sure he's probably playing with his dials there a little bit, trying to get the ice at the right temperature so that it's a little bit harder and not quite as snowy. But I'm confident that things will get better. And I mean, obviously when it gets a little cooler out as well, I'm sure that's going to help.
And you're in a good position in the Challenge Cup. I mean, victory on Saturday against Nottingham would secure a place in the quarterfinals of the competition for you guys.
Yeah, that's all we need. And that's be a good team to beat. So...
Has there been a lot of chat about Nottingham this week? I know, obviously, you, captain Jonathan Phillips, has played in a lot of these kind of rivalry games, but has there been much talk in the dressing room about the Panthers?
Yeah, when you arrive here and you start meeting the fans and the team and the organization and I guess everybody involved, they really make it known right away about the rivalry with Nottingham. And it's a rivalry like I've never really seen in hockey before, and it's great. I think it's awesome. Great to be a part of, great for the league and great for everyone involved. And I think at the end of the day, like, you can't really dwell on it too much. Like, it's early in the season, and it's time to, you know, just keep working on things you need to work on. And I'm sure everybody just works a little bit harder and goes the extra mile to get ready for those games. And, you know, it's kind of a good practice for when, you know, it gets a little bit later in the season, February, March and whatnot. And things are a little bit more serious and you need to win that game. You've played in those scenarios before, and you can deal with it a little bit better. So I think it'll help us in the long run.
Does it feel like a rivalry game that you've experienced before? I mean, you being around American Hockey League for a while and leagues in Denmark, you must have been around those kind of rivalry games. How does it compare?
Yeah, I mean, every league, obviously, they have their rivalries, and that's kind of what makes the leagues fun and enjoyable. And, you know, everybody just likes that competition to you know, bring that emotion out. And how does it compare? I mean, I when I was there, it seems like it goes way back, which I'm sure it does. And like, with that history, that kind of, you know, brings the emotion out even more. And everywhere I've been, every team I played on in my 10 years of pro, we've had a rival of some sort. And this is one of the bigger rivals I've seen, probably the biggest, to be honest with you.